Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Go marching in. Oh, when the Blues go marching in. Oh, I want to be in that number.
When the Blues go marching in.
Fired. Bennington the send.
Krejci out in front. Bennington the send.
Johansson a backhand. And a stop by Bennington.
Bennington the save. Rebound.
Bennington won a stop on Nordstrom. Spectacular with a right pad.
When the Blues go marching in.
Slap shot. He scores! Ryan O'Reilly might have had a piece of it.
Candle into the corner.
Leave it. Petrangelo. He scores! Here's Tarasenko centering to Schiff. He scores!
Big bang boom! Oh, my goodness!
Stick handle off the wall. He centers, they shoot, they score! Zach Sanford, the Salem, Massachusetts native.
Oh, baby!
They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Pretty good call.
Bruins offseason underway.
St. Louis radio. What do you think
St.
of that call?
St. Louis radio. Pretty good.
Pretty good final call.
Did you guys see my pants this morning?
No, it's none of that.
You see, just a party. Let me drink some beer out of a cup.
Give credit where it's due, though.
Oh, it's a good call. It's a good call by the play-by-play guy. The other guy, though, he's told you. Could have partied on game six. Got a party now, though. Party on a plane. Wonderful that's on a plane. We got to make our own reservations.
617-779-0985. Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. Bruins lose the cup last night. It appears there are two groups. There are some people that are going to blame Tuukka Rask for the way this thing went last night. And I guess you could do that, but...
Initially, yes.
Please don't blame him for losing the series, because that is ludicrous.
No, it's insanity.
And I would say this run, even though they didn't win, if he's not the reason that the Bruins didn't lose the series, if he's not the reason they lost, can't you say that you can win a cup with Tuukka? Isn't that apparent now? You're telling me the Bruins couldn't have won this series with Tuukka Rask as their goalie?
Yeah, if you're freaking first two lines scored.
Yes, absolutely.
Should have been over a week ago. This should have been over a week ago.
Like, what's a fair expectation for what your goalie
you
has
let
to
him
do
hang.
For your team?
You let him hang. You didn't bury chances when you had him?
I just think that seems sort of silly to say, oh, you can't win a cup with Tuukka. Really? You can't? I would say you can't win a cup without a top line, because they just decided not to play.
What do? You keep it together next year or you break it up? Not break the team up. I'm saying I don't know. I mean,
I'd like to leave that. I'd like to leave that for another day. Because
I know, but I mean, that's part of it, Beetle.
We're like 12 hours removed from the end of the game. We have the entire offseason to talk about that, and I hate doing that like within the day of the game ending. That's a much bigger question to address, but just about the team itself. Why couldn't you win the cup with Tuukka as your goalie? Tuukka wasn't the reason you lost. Tuukka was fine. Tuukka's not the problem. Tuukka's not the issue at all.
How many times have you had dumb stuff?
If that's going to be your question, you know, can you win with Tuukka? You could start asking more relevant questions like, can you win with Brad Marchand as your top line winger? You could ask that question and have it be, and I think that's just as ridiculous of a question, by the way. But I think that that's actually a more fair question than can you win a cup with Tuca? It really is.
Oh, yeah. And last night, Beto, you take that game just, you know, forget about the series or, you know, the season. You take just the game last night for those who want to blame Tuca. Let's say the Bruins had scored on one of those many chances they had in the first period and just once, right? Just maybe even get on the board first. Blues come back to tie it up. Even give them the 2-1 lead going into the second period there into the first intermission. Bruins come back, score a goal. Let's just say they score two more earlier on or three more earlier on, and you end up losing that game 4-3. The only person getting blamed for that are the guys who allowed those goals to happen, and it really wasn't Tuca. You might want it, and you can have an argument on the deflection goal to start.
So then you agree
but
with
it
Fudo.
Turns into Marchand, and it turns into a discussion as to why you couldn't score as many as they did. The fact is, we're talking about why you practically couldn't score at all. You know, one goal.
Well, here's
one goal in garbage time does not.
Yeah, and six
not,
on five.
Here's
yeah, it's a gentleman shut out.
You
that's
essentially
all that
were shut out last night.
Right, right. But if you convert on one of those chances earlier on, the discussion isn't about Tuca at all.
Right.
You get yourself in that game by scoring just one of those goals earlier. No one's talking about Tuca today. What? You have to lose a 4-3 game seven? That's completely reasonable.
Yep.
The reason why people want to talk about it is because you couldn't find your way to the front of the net or get in between a defender and the net. You just couldn't figure out their defense. You couldn't figure out how to score even strength goals against this team. They couldn't figure it out.
You asked a question during a break. Was David Pastrnak a healthy scratch last night? Tell me one thing you remember he did last night.
You know, it's a great vantage point to watch the game. You see the whole all that stuff and up there, but it's like it. You know, when you're watching on TV, you can look for your guys.
Right.
You can zero in on Pastrnak. From where I was watching last night, I don't remember him at all. You know, do you remember Pastrnak from the game last night?
No.
Do you, Zo?
No.
Because you were watching on the TV where it's like you get a chance to focus in on him.
There was that one flurry late in the first when the Bruins had multiple chance after chance after chance, and that's the point you knew. Oh, Jesus, this kid's on his game. There was one flip that he had there. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
Yep. All right. No, good. All right. It's one. No, to think that you can't win without Tuca, I think is ridiculous.
You can win with Tuca. You cannot win when your top six decide they're going to take the Stanley Cup final off and take large portions of a playoff runoff.
How much regret is going through you? Like, I know Marchand was crying on the ice, and he's crying in the locker room after the game. Like, how much, you know, like, we effed this up. We blew it. How much personal vendetta do you put on? How much blame do you put on yourself? Or do they just get past this?
I don't know.
That's a bad loss.
I have no idea.
I'm just saying from them as players moving forward.
I mean, they had so much time to be better and fix things. Right?
2 days off in between.
David Krejci hasn't scored a goal since the second round.
See, Krejci the other night showed some life in game six.
I saw David Krejci, you know, he was one of the many last night hanging his head after the game. And I'm like, Krejci, you haven't scored a goal in two rounds. You know, this didn't sneak up on you. Right?
Yeah.
Brad Marchand, I know he had the power play goal and he had the empty netter in game one. Didn't have a goal in this round. Where have you been? Like, you had plenty of opportunity. You played seven games in this series alone. You had lots of opportunity to make a difference. It wasn't quick. The series has been going on for a long time. You had plenty of opportunity to make a difference. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the whole crying thing last night, how down they are and how devastated they are. Well, it wasn't for a lack of opportunity in this run. Joey's in Quincy. Joey.
Hey, guys, to the who was saying Binnington's an AHL goalie, that's bull. He's been great the whole time he's been in the NHL, but I'm not going to go into that. I think another reason that they lost was they were playing dump and chase. Like, my little cousin's Kiwi team plays dump and chase. What are you doing? You're in the Stanley Cup final, and you're dumping and chasing on every possession. yeah, you got some shots out of it, but you're dumping and chasing to get there. That's not how you should play. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Well, they did it not on every possession, but they did it on some possessions because they couldn't get the puck into the zone because they couldn't handle it.
And the times they started to skate and they get in gear and they get to mid-ice, next thing you know, you get picked by a stick or something, and it's just, it seems like, okay, you got a chance here. Here's a 3-on-2. They get it to mid-ice, and then they did a damn good job defensively poking it out of there. They cleared the damn puck. They were clearing it every single time they had a chance defensively. Like, you only had single chances. You didn't. Just at the end of that first period was your only really good flurry of chances I think you had, because I thought they ran out of gas.
They had huge issues.
Second period, they were dead.
And I told you this after game six. I said, don't look at that 5-1 score, because the Bruins still have huge issues getting the puck into the zone, man. They still have huge issues against that forecheck. Massive issues gaining entry. And it was so evident early on in game number six. That was a problem for them. It got better as game six went along.
Shut up.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm yelling, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Jim. It's one of those days, man.
So that's why that was going on.
Bruins lost.
Because they dump it in, and they thought they had a better opportunity of dumping it in and go chasing it because they had better speed. And that's what they were doing to try and gain the zone. That's why you saw it.
Yeah, they weren't doing it as a strategy. But when they did it, it's because it was out of necessity. They were standing them up at the blue line. And it's just, okay, we got to get the puck in there somehow.
How's the food last?
The problem was, here's the problem, Hardy. They were doing it, and last night, I thought especially when they dump it in, they were losing puck battles on the boards routinely. Especially after that first period, it was like, oh, man, they're not winning anything. And the Blues just kept clearing the puck. And it just felt like this thing is going nowhere.
Yeah. In the first, it wasn't like that. They were managing to dig it out and save it and keep it alive, but.
Everybody's miserable today. Sorry.
It rained today.
Good day for lunch, though, huh?
It's a great day for lunch.
You buying?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
You should. You should buy us.
What do you feel
lunch?
Like? Something salty.
Okay.
I like what you did there. 617-779-0985. Jason Tatum is celebrating the Blues winning it all. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Nautical American Gin.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Takes. Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's Tarasenko centering to Shin. He scores! 3-0 St. Louis. 8:35 to go in the third. And Braden Shin from Vladimir Tarasenko has given the Blues another goal.
Big bang, boom! Oh my goodness! Vladimir Tarasenko in hard on the forecheck. He picks up, he looks right before he grabs it. Everyone has got their eyes glued on 91. Braden Shen comes out of nowhere in the slot. Vladdy puts it right on his tape, a tape to tape. Great execution. And Braden Shen makes no mistake, goes far post. This thing goes posting in. And the Blues have got a 3-0 lead with 8:35 to go.
I'm not like a hockey buff, but I don't understand what tape to tape is. You hockey guys explain that to me?
Yes, you do.
Tape to tape.
You're trolling us.
What's the bottom of the stick? What is it?
A bing, bang, boom. Tape to tape. Bing, bang, boom. There it is.
You ever look at the blade of a hockey stick?
Tape to tape.
You see the tape around it?
I understand. You tape it. And then you have retapes, and that's how you control.
No,
the
it's just a yes, really tape. it's a very precise pass.
Okay,
from
so
the tape of my stick to the
leave
tape
yours.
Stick.
No, he's talking about the shot. He's talking about the it going in the goal.
No, the pass.
The pass.
Oh, I didn't know.
Tarasenko to Shen.
Oh, okay.
Tape to tape.
I thought he was
my
describing
tape to
the
your
goal.
Tape.
Like, I didn't know there was tape in the goal that ended it. I know tape to tape. I thought the way his call was, he was describing the goal.
I thought you said taint. I thought the puck wobbled elevated and got him right up underneath the pants there. Tape to taint.
I thought he had said tip to tail, like, the Blues are a bunch of a-holes.
Vladdy puts it right on his tape, a tape to tape.
He did. He put it right on his taint. It got him up in the crotchal region.
Vladdy puts it right on his tape.
Right on your tape. He's okay, though. He skates it off. He's a warrior. Maybe he got some tape down on his taint. Get all
taped up.
Make
fun of the Blues harder. You get some angry
He's
calls.
He's going in to get whacked.
From who?
He's so
from
excited.
Who?
He's so excited to get game seven. He gets,
you should have
he
seen.
He got whacked down
did
there and
you guys
put some tape
get,
on
did
it.
You guys get that FU email from that lunatic in St. Louis last night?
Okay, okay. So we can't go through
everything.
We can't
read everything. It on the, we can't read it on the air.
But I didn't
we
get
can't read
it.
Most
suffice
of
it to say, this guy emailed everybody at the radio station last week and said, guys, and it was very long, thoughtful, like five-paragraph email. It's like, you know, the Krug that hit late on Thomas, that was a legit hockey play, but you got to get over the trip on Achari. You know, Marchand slew foots, and he tries to make a couple of points. He didn't really get it, but it was this long, thoughtful email to everybody. He blasts, and I assume nobody responded. He emailed everyone again last night, F you blankety blanks, and some really, like, nasty words.
Yeah.
Not, like, fun curse words, but, you know,
he
like
say something about my mom?
Bad ones. Yeah, like, oh, all right. Well, you're a...
Maybe I should turn him into corporate.
Glad I didn't
words
respond
that,
to you in the first
words
one.
That are not swears, but words that we're not going to use on the air.
Yeah, that are not acceptable anymore in 2019.
Slurs that are not acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have angry Blues callers on the line?
I don't know. What are they calling from St. Louis today?
Let's find out.
Guy called you for... called you out for not taking him serious, so we should take the announcer serious too, right?
Taking those guys seriously.
That guy wins. Oh my god. You're putting it on your tape.
Vladdy puts it right on his tape. A tape to tape.
Yeah, we never make fun of any. We never do Sounds of Sunday.
Aren't you rooting for Jordan?
Craig Wolfley.
Are you rooting for
Larry Fitzgerald?
Betting against end up back in the AHL within the next year or two? I know I am.
Oh,
I'm rooting
no,
for
you don't want that. You don't want to get beat by a guy that gets sent down to the AHL.
Why?
I don't care.
I already think that's what he is.
That guy is getting
I hope he
day,
ends up back there.
That guy's getting a day
I'm
in the cup.
Against
he walked out of your building last night. He basically shut your ass out. That's basically
I went down $80 million like Nick Foles.
That
so
guy,
it looks better
I'm
in the
that guy, that, as prickly as he is, should walk out.
I'm rooting.
Stanley
I already
Cup
think
champ.
The loss is bad. I'm rooting Jordan for the Blues to not make the playoffs next year. I'm rooting against the Blues. I'm not rooting for the Blues down the road to make this somehow feel
You're
better
for
look
the
better.
Blues demise.
I want them to fall apart. I want that thing to implode. I don't
Eagle
like the, Yeah, I don't want that style to win. I don't want that team to win anymore. I don't want that coach to win.
God.
I want that to never happen again. Go away.
It's tape.
We've already seen enough of you. Go away. This win is 13 hours old, and I've already seen enough of this. I got no interest in that continuing. You make it to the end of the game last night, Hardy?
Did I make it to the end of the game?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you see Jim Murray taking pictures of the orange line when he left?
When did he leave? When it was 1-0 or 2-0?
2-0.
He left at 2-0? At what point? Second period or third?
Oh, he was getting called such a fraud. But that's him. That's why you love Jim. Because Jim calls it like that. And he's disgusted.
And cops to it.
Yeah. Owns it up.
To leaving?
Yeah, like not doesn't blame like Mark Wahlberg blames it on his kid.
I've never felt better about when I chose.
I'm disgusted. I'm leaving.
When I chose to leave a game because there were 12 minutes on the clock. I looked at Hardy and our whole group of 98.5 people.
Tell a story. What happened?
And I said, guys, it's 2-0. I think the game is over. I've thought that since it was 2-0 at the end of one. I thought it was over then. I said, I'm going to head down to the third floor because there are TVs on the third floor. I'm going to watch a little bit more down there and see where this thing goes. And assuming they weren't coming back,
hustle.
I was then be closer to leaving.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm going to go to the third floor. I go to the elevator on the ninth floor of the building. And I'm waiting for the elevator. And the clock goes down to about 10 minutes. And I get on the elevator. There's a TV on the elevator with the game. I get on the elevator with the St. Louis Blues healthy scratches. And we're in the elevator all together. It was a packed elevator. And the Blues scored the third goal. And those guys were trying to contain themselves. And I give
them...
Oh,
they didn't go nuts?
They were like, yes! And then they're like, oh. And I give them credit.
The players go nuts. Who cares?
And so I think they just didn't know who was in the elevator. It's a huge elevator. And so I give them credit because they were like, you know what? We don't know who's in here. We don't want to just, and I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, guys, go crazy. You're not going to offend anybody in here. So I actually give them a lot of credit. Yeah. That's pretty classy on their part.
Right. One of those guys was like the third or fourth guy to get the cup.
Not to like lose their mind. And so like they didn't lose their mind, which I give them so much credit for. And they're like, now like quietly like, yes. And so the you know, we get to three, the elevator doors open, and they take off sprinting down to the Blues locker room. And it was 3-0. I said, well, I'm not getting off here. Now I'm going home. And out I went. It was great. I pulled out of my street at home as time expired, listening on the radio. Oh, yep. God. I didn't need to see that. No thanks. Good with that. Blues. Feel bad for the people that paid a lot of money to go see that last night.
Yeah, I did too.
Because that's a, you know, a lot of people shelled out the cash to go, or they passed up the chance at the cash.
And I understand the reason you did it.
To have a chance to see something that you thought may have been a once in a lifetime thing to see.
Game 7 in your building. I got a weird text yesterday from Bob Lobel, of all people.
Lobe.
During our shows. Hey, love you guys. Just touching base again. I love your show. I'm just telling you this. After covering all these things
for a
long time.
Does he still have the panic button?
He said, Game 7s at home never go well. Show you the text. Game. Lobe called it. He said, don't feel good. Like, it's the only one said I didn't feel good. Everybody felt good about this. Everybody. Like, Jesus. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Never go well.
I wonder what they're going to regret from this.
Well, Celtics won theirs 35 years ago.
Oh, there was a Celtic that was happy for the other team, I guess.
Jason Tatum. What do you make of that? So Jason Tatum tweets out last night, St. Louis forever.
Yeah.
He's celebrating the Blues win on Twitter after they win.
I'd say that's a guy that has doesn't really get a grasp of the city he plays in.
Isn't there just something? It's a St. Louis forever, all caps. He retweets Bradley Beal, who put up Stanley Cup champs at St. Louis Blues, STL forever.
Okay. Say your boss, the Red Sox, lost Game 7 here at Fenway Park to the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
And Julian Edelman tweets, congrats, World Series champ, San Fran forever.
Wouldn't that just be a kick in the stones?
That's a kick in the balls the way it's trended here for Jason Tatum at the end of the year, because I'm a real big fan at the end.
And what, now the guy that everyone wants to trade away for Anthony Davis?
Who's everyone? You think every Celtics fan wants to trade him away?
I've not one great team.
Maybe talk show hosts want to trade him away, but I don't know that Celtics fans want to trade him away.
It's a bad look.
Don't lump us in with Celtics fans.
Know the room. That he doesn't know the room. You make money and you play in this city and you play for the Celtics and you play for this fan base and this region and how nuts this area is for their teams. You're gonna tweet out St. Louis for, I know it's your home. I get it. I think if Pittsburgh beats you, I'm going to tweet out Pittsburgh forever. No, this is where you live and this is where you play.
It's just there's something about it's where you make your money. You know, you don't rub it in.
Immature.
We've got a lot of fans here that are all just, you have to do that.
It's in your face.
You have to do that.
So you actually have a good comparison because the Pirates were in the playoffs those years you were first here when you were the same age as him.
Right? Yep.
Red Sox weren't that good.
Yeah.
Pirates were there, right?
Yep. Never did.
No, but it's different. It's a direct competitor of a team that's in the same market as you.
And you don't even like baseball.
Imagine this. Just imagine this. Imagine it was Celtics Warriors in the playoffs. And Tom Brady's like, yeah, go Warriors. Brady, what the hell?
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Warriors forever.
You know, okay, we get it. You're from there. But can you not throw that in our face?
That's all we're
saying. After the Warriors won a Game 7 in the Garden? Like, just think of the parallels you could draw here.
You know why?
Do you have to do
that?
You
know why? He was probably rooting for St. Louis because, shoot, we don't want the Bruins to win. That's three straight, and we're the ones that collapsed. And it's a bad look for us if the Bruins win.
I don't think that was any motivation in his tweet, but it's a good side benefit for him, though.
It's a great side benefit. Bruins win last night. Celtics look even worse today.
I think it's just pride of his city and his team from where he's from. But
stupid. It's a dumb tweet.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to express it in a tweet.
Eat it.
Yeah, right. You just
delete.
You don't have to do it.
You've ever deleted a tweet? I have.
You could choose not to tweet anything.
And nobody called him and said, delete that now.
Yes.
Right. Why? So, like, hey, just don't do that.
You know? Oh, my God.
you know, one of your sponsors, one of your local sponsor deals just called and said, yeah, they just got aggravated with the fact that you just did that. You know, it's what are you doing? Don't give anybody a reason to look at it. What are you doing?
I'll do it.
God. That's all. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Jim, you play Gloria again?
You hit the organ one more time? I got a story about that. I talked to the organist last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'll tell you the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him.
Good. Plus some organ talk.
Yeah. As long as we can play it one more time.
And more calls.
Okay, next.
We'll have some fun.
Next.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What do you think? Like, maybe change this to our new Thursday 12 o'clock song?
Organ version only?
Yeah. Just a little reminder of what you could add.
Instead of Easy Lover, do you think there's an Easy Lover organ? Can we get Easy Lover on the organ? You know what? What's that
sound
like?
Yeah, sure you could.
Jim, see if we have that in there.
Jim's good at finding bad sound. Sound effects.
Da, 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 da.
All those voices in your head.
I asked Ron Poster last night.
Oh, would you ask him?
I said, did you hear us talking about Gloria? Maybe if the Bees get up tonight, you know, like 4-1 or something in the third period.
He looks, said he has too much class, right?
He said,
come on, dude.
He goes, yeah, I heard you guys.
Oh. So
I said, you did? You did? Oh, what do you think? What do you think? He's like, no. He's like, what do you think? We're here to just troll people?
Yes.
I'm like, well, it'd be nice. It'd be fun. He goes, yeah, for us to do something like that, I'd have to like run that up the flagpole because there would be some serious blowback because you know that somebody would, you know, be recording that. It would be social media. You know, we would get called out for that. It would look bad.
The Red Sox look so bad for playing New York.
I like the idea of him just having carte blanche and whenever it's like, all right, organ time, go. I'll just play whatever I want. Yeah, I just like, noodle around.
That's like third guy after goals.
No, I would have to ask permission to do something like that, and that's not going to happen. Hmm. He's like, we're not going to do that. It's like, come on.
I think their guy sounds like Yoku from the pirate ship there.
Oh, Yorku.
Yeah, Yorku. If you score a goal, go ahead and play something fun on your organ. That's what the Blues do.
this is
an organ. It's
like a Yamaha keyboard.
That's a DX7.
This sounds like the guy. That's remember moving swingers? They move. They come in that lounge.
Oh, you can tell by the way I
use my walk. I'm a homeless man. No
time to talk.
That's very good. Ask Jim to find that. He's amazing.
Jim finds ask the him worst.
For a, yeah,
sound.
Ask him for a sound effect of a hammer and a nail. Yeah, I'll get back to you in 45 minutes. When I do, it'll be absolute crap.
Jim's ping pong ball was the worst. Jim's top two ever worst sound effects: the ping pong ball and the sound of
and
baked,
hot stove.
Bacon.
Hot stove.
It was like from the Little Tykes. For anybody that had a little
hot
girl,
sizzling.
Oh yeah.
The Little Tykes oven. And the light goes on. It goes
the one that expands. You can make it taller.
Yes. Let's go back to your phones, Garrett, New Hampshire. Garrett.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey, first of all,
I think Binnington, regardless of his 32 saves that he made, I would say, honestly, three or four of those were, like, real saves. Of course, like, the one on the Chari but the Bruins didn't, like, their defense was great. Not the Bruins defense, the Blues defense, but the Bruins just pretty much just either came in, dumped it in, or just got a shot from the top of the circles, and Binnington gloved it down, got a face off.
Well, they helped him at the end. I mean, once you get the two-goal lead, they went to that 1-4, packed it in, and you weren't getting anything after that. The only chances you had to score were in the first 50% of that game, that first period and a half. And then at the end of that second period, this team looked like it had no gas. They looked dead. And they knew it. The building knew it. Everybody knew it. The air left the building. You had to find a way to scrap to get a goal in the first 10 minutes of that second period, and you couldn't do it.
John in St. Louis today. John.
John.
Not there. Cam and Ton. Cam.
Oh. Hey, guys, will you just face the reality that there's something missing from this score? Do you realize this is the 10th consecutive playoff series they've lost that they led at one point? Every playoff series, this core is lost. They had the lead in the series at one point. There's something missing from this team's DNA. They can't get it done this time of year, except unless they get a legendary performance on their goalie like they did in 2011, and they almost got this time.
All right, well, wait. Cam, to be fair now, for the Bruins season in totality, you look at it, I know we're only focused on what just transpired, but isn't it kind of a surprise that they're there?
Of course. Yeah. I'm not telling you the season was a failure. The series was a failure. You're better than that team. And you lose three times at home ice. And also, why do Boston teams make a habit of getting owned by journeymen? Aaron Boone, Sasha Vujacic, Nick Foles, Jordan Binnington. What is this?
Is that a joke?
No. It's a good point.
No, it's not a joke. It's sad truth.
Sad truth. He's right. That's a Jim Murray take right there.
But I thought he threw bums.
You lost to a bum.
Making a hero out of a bum.
You lost to a bum.
He said those names that took me back to a place in time for each name. It's nuts.
No, didn't he throw in Jordan Binnington at the end?
Yeah.
He's not a journeyman.
You know what? See, people bring up the Patriots loss in an undefeated year.
He's not a journeyman. He's a rookie. He's been in the NHL for 15 minutes.
Yeah, when Brady beat the Rams, he wasn't viewed as Brady, though, either. No. The same deal. You know what I mean?
But when you lost to the Giants.
He doesn't quite fit the mold as the other guys he named.
No.
Like, the Giants kicked your ass. The Giants kicked your ass in the regular season. Probably should have beaten you in that week 17 or 16 game. And then they beat your ass in the Super Bowl. That team earned that. You look at this team. Again, Binnington's the goalkeeper. He's the guy between the pipes. He's the guy you got to make sweat. You never made him sweat. He had a great game 5 and 7. That's why they won the cup, the way he played in 5 and 7. Kids, and I know you think you only had 3 good saves out of 32 last night. The kid stood on his freaking head. I thought he stood on his head. Hardy, you even said it too. He looked big in net. Normally, it's Tuukka that's squared up, shoulders back, pads out, boom, post to post. He's the one that looks big in net. Didn't look big in net last night. Kind of came out of net. That kid beat you. That's what sucks.
More of your thoughts on last night's result, the Bruins losing in Game 7 at home to the Blues. Also, I've got hot off the presses here information on how you
can do what?
Can be a part of the ninth annual.
Oh, an annual?
Ninth annual. I didn't say annual. I said annual. Ninth annual. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. The ninth annual Hoosier Caddy Classic.
Who's your caddy?
The ninth annual Hoosier Caddy Classic. I'll give you all the details and how you can get your tickets, which sell out almost immediately every single year.
5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes every single year. I'll give you the details next.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I love every guy on this team, and I'm very proud of everyone that worked their ass off all year to get to this point. And, you know, we were a group. We came together. You know, we're like a family, so it hurts, you know, but yeah, love this group.
That's Brad Marchand. I'll tell you about the Hoosier Caddy Classic in one moment. Got an email came in this morning from Mark, one of our
listeners.
Is it
Big Bad Brad? Is it Big Bad Brad?
It was Big Bad Brad.
Big Bad Brad.
Quiet Brad.
Quiet Brad.
Quiet last night. He says, gentlemen, I have not heard much discussion regarding Brad Marchand giving the puck away consistently. I'm sure I'm not the only one who notices, but he does it all the time. And the worst issue is he led all players in the playoffs in giveaways. It drove me nuts.
Yeah.
He had 26 giveaways. Now, that also is sort of impacted by the number of games played, but he gave away the puck 26 times in addition to not putting up a goal at even strength. In this series, he had the empty netter and also had the 5-on-3 goal. Well, I got news for you, so. Big golf tournament happening.
Oh!
July 15th at 2 p.m. at Atkinson Resort and Country Club.
Hoosier Caddy.
It's the 9th annual Hoosier Caddy Classic. Monday, July 15th, Atkinson Resort and Country Club, just over the border in Atkinson, New Hampshire.
It's a nice, pretty drive.
Monday morning at 9 a.m., you can reserve your spot at 98.5thesportshub.com. And when I say Monday morning at 9 a.m., you better be there refreshing the page at 9 a.m. to get your spot.
Oh.
Because it goes that fast.
It's going to go fast.
$150 per player, all to benefit the pediatric advanced care team at Boston Children's Hospital. Join Tony Maz, Toucher and Rich, Hardy, and the rest of the Sports Hub crew for a day of golf at the Hoosier Caddy Classic. 98.5thesportshub.com is our website. That is where you can get all the details and, of course, be there at our website Monday morning at 9 a.m. to get your spot.
So Hardy, Felger, Maz, and Toucher and Rich.
No, it says Hardy, Maz, Toucher and Rich.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the Sports Hub crew.
Get in the hole!
In the Franklin.
Is Franklin going to be there?
No. He's coming over to play. Getting stronger every day.
All right, maybe not.
Hey, Franklin, what'd you have to eat?
Nice ball, John.
John. Will John be there?
Maybe Bill will. Dead. Nice ball, John. Oh, look at those rolling hills.
Wow, what a hole.
Anything else, Jim, from there? How delightful was the meal you had the night before?
Delightful.
When you walk
in. You know what? You are a wolf pack of one.
What?
What episode?
You want to bust on my boy Franklin some more?
No, I just said is Franklin going to be there?
Did he play with shoes or is he barefooted island man?
You know what? He was a world class cricketer.
Shoes.
One of the finest cricketers to ever come out of the Caribbean, and he was essentially
his career.
You know, it's a very sad story about Franklin. He decided to play in a tournament in South Africa as a means to kind of like open up relations and you know, being a man of color, he was going to play in South Africa, which was frowned upon, but he was invited by this organization that was trying to end apartheid, and he was essentially shunned from the cricketing world because of it. He was trying to do the right thing, and he was essentially thrown out of cricket because of it.
How'd you get Franklin?
That's who I was talking about.
I know.
How dare you?
So what is he as a golfer? Like, honestly, if he's that good as a cricket guy, how good is he as a golfer? Like a scratch?
Tiger's in Dorchester. Tiger.
Oh, Tiger.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, Tiger.
If I had to pick my most positive thing from last night, I'd have to say it's the little girl, Layla.
Yeah, I knew you were going
to
say that.
Seeing her get to hoist the club, you know, the cup up there. But on a different note, the taint-to-taint pass kind of thing. As I was manscaping this morning, I was wondering if we owed any St. Louis troopers any lockets of hair.
Oh, God.
I always drop it off to Felger and Maz later on.
Remember that.
Great call. Great.
What was that even from? I can't remember stupid what was thing with the I remember the trooper shaving his hair.
It was the bets with Kansas, the trooper in Kansas City game.
Oh my god!
You had to cut off your hair.
That's right.
Like, whoa, what?
And just mail it
that's
to me.
That's just weird.
Mail it to me.
That's just weird.
Put it in a bag and mail it to me. Collect it.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
And I'd like, bring them out every Friday night around 6.
I know it's a little weird. Just a thing I do.
I
what?
Smell no,
I don't.
Them.
I don't care if it's a thing you do. I'm not doing that.
I tape them all over my chest. Oh my god.
Yes, he's right though about that girl, Layla. Congratulations to her.
I thought the moment of them telling her she was going to the game was better than her getting to see the cup and kiss the cup at the end of the game. Her natural reaction, like losing her mind. What do you mean I'm going to Boston? Like, mommy, can I go? And she's like, yes, doctor said you can go. That was the best moment.
And in addition, because I do this, it's weird, but this is what I do. I don't know, it's gotten to be my thing. The loser also has to cut a piece of their hair off and mail it to the winning trooper. So
no.
If I lose, I'll wear a Patriots shirt, jersey, uniform, whatever it is. In addition, I'll cut a lock of my hair and I'll mail it to you. If you lose, you wear that amazing red Chiefs logo shirt jersey. And you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there and you mail it to me as a trophy.
No. How about
you? Freak. You freak.
I don't think so.
Tell you what, why don't you clip your toenails while you're at it and just put a few slivers in the envelope there for me, too.
Precious!
How about we don't do that?
You mail it to me as a trophy.
That's right. And do me another favor. Take a fine chamois and run it underneath your underarms. Just so I have an idea of your scent.
You mail it to me as a trophy.
That's right. So, take a cloth without a lot of lint on it, you know? Maybe roll up some gauze and just tuck it between your man parts and your thigh. Walk around the block a couple of times, and then put it in a Ziploc bag.
With chloroform.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.